Previously on 24.
You may not be able to contact me after this.
Why?
Chappelle became a problem, so I had to take him out of play. And they're on me now, so it's only a matter of time before they take me out.
Who do I contact if I need help?
I'm sending Michelle out to the field to set up an offside station.
You're under arrest. Where's Michelle Dessler?
I can find her.
Yeah, affirmative central. She's in custody.
Kim? Hello?
Who are you?
I'm Kate Warner. Your father sent me to come get you.
Why would my dad send someone he just met to come get me?
He trusts me. The sooner we leave, the sooner you and your dad can be together.
The Attorney General called me. He assumed you'd want me for your counsel.
What have they told you?
You've been removed from office by the cabinet.
This country is about to go to war based on evidence manipulated by a man named Peter Kingsley. I need you to find out everything you can about him.
What happens now?
We got one last play. Deliver Kingsley.
He's far too dangerous. And you'll never get close to him.
You're right. I won't. But you will. Kingsley doesn't know Hewitt's been killed. If you tell him you can deliver him, that should get his attention.
I want the tapes that you made of our conversation.
I'll give you Alex Hewitt in return.
All right. L.A. Coliseum. Gate 18. 30 minutes.
What kind of support will you be getting from CTU?
As of now, none.
Jack! Jack!
The following takes place between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.
You okay?
Yeah.
Mrs. Palmer, please don't do this.
I'm sorry, Jack, but I have to take care of myself. When I'm free, I'll call an ambulance for you.
You can't do this.
I don't have a choice. You're a very impressive man, Jack, but you see everything as either good or bad, just like David. And the world is so much more complicated than that.
No, it's simple. There's a war about to start, and you're the only person who can help me stop it. What about the president?
He turned away from me. After 25 years of building a life together, a family, he turned me away.
Eventually, they will connect you to this conspiracy.
That bomb was never supposed to go off. None of this was supposed to happen this way.
I know. I believe you. You can put an end to it now. If you help me get Kingsley, your husband will get his presidency back. That will be because of you. Mrs. Palmer, please! Damn it.
What do you want me to do?
There's a knife in the glove box. Help cut me out.
All right, it's more intelligible. That's all we can understand. See here, I can't understand. Come on in. This is much better. It's simpler. You've got to be able to explain this thing.
I need to talk to you, Mike.
You're done in 5 minutes.
Mike, it's important.
Excuse me.
What happened?
What is it?
Flash file on Peter Kingsley. I pulled it up just a few minutes ago.
Peter Kingsley, the man Jack Bauer thinks is behind the bomb.
There's a record of phone calls that Kingsley made, some as recently as 6 hours ago, to a soldier named Jonathan Wallace. Wallace was a member of the Coral Snake Brigade. He apparently killed his own men.
I know who Wallace is.
Planes have passed over their final checkpoint. We'll be reaching their targets within the hour. Our primary targets are all military, but one includes a command and control center inside a residential area. As smart as our weapons have become, there may be some collateral damage.
You mean civilian casualties?
Yes, sir.
There's no way to avoid these.
I'm afraid not.
It's something we're just going to have to live with.
Brian Chappelle.
Brian, this is Mike Novick.
How can I help you, sir?
I know there's been some confusion today about the veracity of the Cypress audio.
Not really. Our teams came to the same conclusion as Langley.
Do you happen to know if Jack Bauer is still trying to find evidence that the recording was fabricated?
Yes, I believe he is, but he's operating outside our authority.
I want you to assist his investigation.
Sir, I don't even know where he is.
Then find him.
Mr. Novick.
I'm not sure why you're asking me to do this, but I was told we're already at war and to proceed accordingly.
We're not at war yet. You have 30 minutes to report back to me the findings of Bauer and your efforts.
But, sir...
That's a direct order, Ryan. You have my channel. I want you to call me back on this line. That's all.
I'll be on the plane within the hour.
Why the delay?
The bomb detonating in the wrong location created a little extra work for me.
Nothing to worry about, I hope.
No, not at all, sir. I won't bore you with the details.
Bore me.
I still have to take care of Alex Hewitt.
Hewitt is the only one who can bring this whole thing down. You told me you'd have him by now.
I wasn't able to find him, but I'm taking care of it. Don't worry.
Sit down, both of you.
Look, you don't need Michelle here. She was acting under my orders.
I can defend myself, Tony.
I said sit down. I need you to get me in contact with Jack Bauer.
Oh, I see. Jack got some support above you, and now you're being squeezed, right?
Can you do it or not?
What's going on?
Bauer's evidence might actually have some relevance.
Which means we were right.
No, you damn near put me in a coma. That's assault.
I'll tell you what, Ryan. You drop the charges against us, and we'll help you. Come on, Ryan. You of all people know that's your best move, right?
All right, in writing. Just get me in touch with Bauer.
Should we just call for help?
There's no one to call. I'm not working under CTU's authority. As far as they're concerned, I don't exist.
So we're out on our own?
Completely.
Hey, you folks all right? You need some help?
He got hurt.
Can you get us to a hospital?
Yeah, sure.
Miss Palmer, you need to drive.
Wait a second. What do you mean she needs?
Sorry, but we need your car.
Hey, easy, all right? Go ahead, take it. It's yours.
Thank you.
Miss Warner.
Yeah.
Hi, Carrie Turner.
Hi, Kate.
You must be Jack's daughter, Kim.
Where's my dad?
He's still in the field. Why don't you wait here for a moment? I'll go tell Ryan Chappelle that you're here.
I'll handle this, Carrie.
I thought you were in custody.
I was released. Kim, I heard what happened to you. You all right?
Yeah, I guess so. Look, I just want to see my dad, make sure he's okay.
Yeah, he's not here right now. He won't be back for a couple of hours.
Does he know I'm here?
No, not yet, but we'll tell him as soon as he phones in.
Listen, Jack insisted we call as soon as we get here.
I understand. He's just not reachable right now. Look, I'm going to have Carrie take you back and get you situated. I'll be there in a minute, all right? Hey. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
Miss Warner? I don't know if you're aware of this, but your father came back here after we released him.
Why?
He wanted to talk to your sister before she was taken away.
that brought Marie back here?
Yeah.
You lied to me? You killed Reza? You tried to kill your own sister? You were willing to set off a nuclear bomb in a city with 10 million people. You tell me why. Because I need to understand. Tell me that they forced you to do it. That they brainwashed you, that they threatened you. You can tell me that you didn't know what you were doing. There must be a reason.
There is no reason, Dad.
I can't accept that.
I couldn't either. Until I looked into her eyes, she pointed a gun at me and started to pull the trigger. Trust me, Dad. She's not gonna give you any answers. She can't. At least nothing that we could ever understand. Think you'll be safe out there? You won't be.
Jack, it's Tony.
Tony, you back in play?
Yeah, Jack. Kim's here at CTU.
She's safe.
Thank God. Look, don't tell her what's going on. Just tell her I'm going to be back as soon as I can, okay?
I will. Listen, Jack, this is Ryan. We need to talk.
Ryan, you son of a bitch. You stopped that chopper from picking up me and Hewitt. Hewitt's dead. I'm holding you personally responsible.
Listen, Jack, things have changed.
You've got full support. Give me your mission profile.
I've set up a meeting with Kingsley. We're going to meet him
at Los Angeles Coliseum, gate 18.
Mrs. Palmer's agreed to wear a wire. She's going to get him to confirm that the three Middle Eastern countries had nothing to do with the nuke.
I want you to stand down until you get some support. Our people will be there soon.
No, we don't have time. Kingsley's expecting the meet to go down now.
You need backup.
Ryan, if you want to help me, get me voice prints of Peter Kingsley and Sherry Palmer now to use for authentication.
Done.
I also need a live audio feed to the White House.
You want an audience with the president?
Yes.
All right, you'll have it. Make sure you keep the line clear.
Copy. We're pulling into the Coliseum now.
We need to get a SWAT team to his location.
Pull over there. Are you here for me?
Come on.
take your jacket off your shoulder. This is a wireless transmitter. They won't know to look for it. They won't be able to trace it.
This is crazy. We shouldn't be doing this alone.
We don't have another choice. Just remember, Kingsley doesn't want to leave here without Hewitt. That's got to be to our advantage. Okay, say something.
I'm scared.
Okay, it's working.
Against any delay in our military actions. I have been from the start.
But there is a good chance we will receive conclusive evidence in the next half hour. The Cypress recording was false.
Mike, we know Second Wave brought the nuke into the country, and we
know Second Wave is sponsored by these three countries. What am I missing here?
I don't have all the details, Mr. President, but I just learned about a possible link between Second Wave and a man named Peter Kingsley.
Who the hell is he?
He's apparently part of a consortium of oil interests with contracts in the Caspian Sea.
So what are you saying? An oil consortium is behind the nuke?
Jack Bauer believes he can get a confession from Kingsley. He set up a live audio feed.
Mike, our bombers are due to drop their payloads in less than 20 minutes.
Bauer's meeting Kingsley any minute.
It's a live voice print.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
And this?
I know all about your relationship.
It's a voice file we have on record. Which will prove that it is, in fact, Sherry Palmer.
1, 2, 3, testing.
There, it's confirmed.
All right, and the one below is Kingsley?
Yeah, it matches Moretta.
Are you guys getting this?
We're good here.
Okay, how far out is our backup, Ryan?
They're 11 minutes out.
That's too long. We've got to go now.
Just wait, Jack.
We can't wait. We're already 10 minutes past the meeting time. Is Prescott ready?
Yeah, Tony's on with the White House. They're setting up a live audio feed now.
Okay, good. We are set to go. How are you doing, Mrs. Palmer?
What's to prevent Kingsley from shooting me the moment I appear?
Kingsley won't do anything until he gets Hewitt.
But the moment he realizes we don't have Hewitt...
I'll be covering your back.
That's not very comforting, considering the condition you're in. I may not make it out of this.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Mrs. Palmer. That's a possibility.
I'm doing this for David. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Will you tell him that? In case something happens.
I'll take care of it, Mrs. Palmer. You've got to go now.
Setting up the feed. I hope this isn't going to be a waste of our time.
Believe me, Mr. President, so do I.
What's going on, Mike?
The President and I thought you should be part of this. Along with Prescott and the Attorney General, we will be listening to a live feed.
Of what?
A sting operation against Peter Kingsley. It appears he was the architect of today's bombing. And the delivery of the Cypress audio.
Bauer found Kingsley.
Yes, but it won't be Bauer who'll be talking to Kingsley.
Well, what difference does it make? As long as we get him to incriminate himself. What is it, Mike?
It's Sherry who'll be talking.
I don't understand.
It seems that Kingsley recruited her some months ago. She was part of this.
Sherry. He's working with this man, Kingsley.
It appears that way, sir.
To detonate a nuclear bomb and start a war? No.
It's unclear how much she knew or how deep she was in it. We just have to hope she can extract a confession from Kingsley.
So now Sherry is working with Jack Bauer to bring down Kingsley.
Yes. And at considerable risk to herself.
All along. You used Roger Stanton and you used me.
Yes, I did.
Well, now I'm tied to you and the nuclear detonation. I want safe haven.
That's your problem.
Well, I just made it yours. Because you won't see Hewitt until I'm safe.
Don't horse trade with me.
Don't insult my intelligence.
Confirm. Got a match on Kingsley's voice.
Ryan, you got it.
You're not going anywhere till I have you.
That doesn't work for me. I'll call you on this line to give you Hewitt's location after I'm safely away. You don't need to know where I'm going.
Jack, we're not getting what we need here.
She'll get it for you.
Now there's the matter of the recordings.
Oh, they're right here. Every phone conversation between you and me.
No. I want all of them, including Cypress.
Why would you want Cypress? She had nothing to do with that.
Insurance.
Insurance? Once the country goes to war, the government's never going to let that be exposed. Hewitt is the only one who can hurt us.
Because he forged the Cypress recording.
That's right.
Okay, Tony, I got your proof. Let me go in. Give me the green light.
Get it confirmed from the White House.
Just a second. She can't stay out there much longer. Come on.
This is Almeida.
Are you satisfied?
CTU wants to know if that's enough to prove the Cypress recording's false.
Have you confirmed that this is indeed live and these voices have been authenticated?
Yes, sir.
So that's it?
Yes. When I land, I'll call you.
You're bluffing. You don't have Hewitt, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't. Scott, take her out. killer. Trouble today, Jack. You're not gonna give me Hewlett, are you?
President, our bombers are 3 minutes from targets.
Initiating sequence 6-1 Tango 1. Target is near weapon pod. Are we go for strike? Are we go for ARCC launch? CENTCOM, we are waiting command.
Abort the attack.
Flight CENTCOM, abort, abort. Condition 1 avalanche.
What do you mean Kingsley is dead? How could that happen?
I warned you not to use him.
So, we did use him, and he failed. But it won't matter. Once the war starts, we'll be okay.
It isn't going to start.
Why is that?
The president found out about the Cyprus recording and called off the attack.
There isn't going to be any war, Max.
Well, we're going to have to
do this another way.
Another way? What are you talking about?
You'll find out.
It'll start today.
It's me. Go ahead.
The cabinet has annulled its earlier action. I've instructed Secret Service to resume its charge of serving you as President of the United States.
I see.
I've also tendered my resignation, effective immediately, and those members of the cabinet who voted against you have also agreed to resign.
Jim. Gentlemen, ladies. We came dangerously close to war today.
That all of us reacted emotionally
to the nuclear detonation is understandable. But leaders are required to have patience beyond human limits. The kind of action we nearly took should only be exercised after all other avenues have been exhausted. After the strictest standard of proof has been met. By casting me aside so quickly, you effectively lowered those standards. And that was a profound mistake. It was not, however, a mistake you're likely to make again. Therefore, I do not accept your resignations. We have a nation to heal today. And all of you play a vital role in that healing process.
Mr. President, I don't know what to say.
There's nothing to say. We have work to do. That'll be all. Jenny, I want you to set up a press conference.
When?
As soon as you can make it happen. And I want it public. I want to speak to the people directly. They deserve my assurance.
Yes, sir.
Mike, I want to thank you again for calling CTU in the 11th hour.
Of course, Mr. President.
But you should have been with me to the end. That's what I expected of you. That's why I appointed you. I'm relieving you of your post, effective immediately.
Yes, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. I can't take all the credit myself. It's a great team George Mason put together here. Yes, I will. Thank you, sir. Tony, that was District Director Vaughn. He's so happy with what we did here today, he doesn't know where to start.
It's great.
So, what's up, my friend?
It's like this. Either fire me or get out of my chair.
Chair's all yours.
Hey.
Hey. The new shift is here. They've been brought up to speed. I was thinking I'd get my brother and go home.
Michelle, there's a handful of people who made a big difference today. And you're one of them. You made some tough choices and went up against me. I want you to know that you were right.
Thanks.
So, let's go home and get some rest. Michelle. See you tomorrow.
I urge you in the strongest possible terms not to indulge any rumors or theories that you may have already heard or may soon hear. Once the facts are known, I will present them to you myself. Until then, know that we are all safe and that we will continue to be safe. The most patriotic thing that we can all do today is to keep living our lives. So I urge you all, go back to work. Go back to school. Because the freedom we enjoy, the freedom that we earn every day, is the very thing that will defeat our enemies and keep us strong. God bless America. God bless us all.
Thank you. It's done.
Thank you.
We need help!